be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
Through this life, as we walk through the days and the moments that we're in, be our vision, the vision of our eyes, vision of our heart, the vision of our soul. Apart from you, we are nothing. Apart from you, we can do nothing. And apart from you, we see nothing as it truly is. I'd ask you to open our hearts tonight to hear from you, laying aside the distractions of the day, the things that have happened, what has our attention right now. Lord, we humbly bring our attention to you, and we say, teach us tonight. Bring us your words. Bring us your wisdom. Bring us your correction. Bring us your direction. The words of man will never be enough for us. But one word from you, Holy Spirit, is sufficient for all things. So Lord, tonight, speak your words to your people tonight. Not my words, for I have nothing to offer, which is good except you. So bring forth your word, let it go forth, and accomplish the work that you intended it to do in the souls, the spirits, the minds, the bodies of each and every person here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Eric lost his place back there. Did you you lose your place? No. You gave it up. I was going to say, Matt, tonight I want to talk to you about your stride. Finding your stride in new terrain. You know, we all have a stride. We all have a way that we walk. We all have a way that we move. We all have a way that we just kind of move through our days, our moments, our circumstances, our lives. We each develop our stride over time. We develop our stride throughout awareness in circumstances. We develop it throughout an awareness of ourselves. Your stride is what you learn about yourself. It's the best way that you move through things. The best way that you move through your day. The best way. This is what works best for me. This, when I move this way, this is what works best for the people around me. When I move in this stride and I walk in this way, it's what works best in the circumstances of my life, the circumstances of my days or my moments that I'm in right now. This is your stride. This is the confidence you have, the joy that comes, and it kind of becomes you. It's your stride. It's your walk. It's that confidence and that joy that you have as you begin to walk through the days of your life with Jesus right there by your side. And you just kind of get into this motion with him. You get into this walk with him. You get into this stride. When you're in that place and when you're in your stride with Jesus, you have this sense where you hear scriptures a little differently. You remember the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you really believe it. Right? When you're in your stride with Jesus. You have this, well, if God can be for me, who can be against me? It doesn't matter about all the landmines I see and the terrain that I'm in right now. Man, when I'm in my stride with Jesus, I know that with this looks totally impossible, but I know that with Jesus, all things are possible. I know that I need not to fear what's going to happen to me as I walk across the terrain that I'm in because I'm in my stride with Jesus. And he's with me always, so everything is just going to be all right. When you're in your stride, you're in that place of confidence and joy as you're just kind of walking through your moments right there with Jesus. Things can be difficult in your terrain, but it's okay because you're in that place. You've walked so long in the terrain that you're in that even though the terrain that you're in may be difficult, you know best how to move it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? I know how to do this because I'm in my stride. One of the things about your stride is that people see it in you. People recognize it in you, and they recognize when you're not in it anymore. Because they'll say things like that to you. They'll notice when it's missing. They'll say things like, you don't seem like yourself. You don't seem to have the same, don't really know what it is. Don't really seem like you. And then all of a sudden, when you get back into that stride again, they'll say, wow, you look like you again. People said this to me. Quite a while. My terrain of my life changed. I had to learn how to walk differently. And people would say things like, you don't seem like you. And then I remember one day I came in to church and Kimmy's like, God, you're beginning to sound like you again. You're beginning to move like you again. What was she seeing? I was finding my stride again. I was finding that place again. One of the greatest challenges that any of us ever face is finding our stride in new terrain. Because your stride is your stride, and your stride is not based upon your terrain. Your stride is based upon the walk that you develop with Christ, that you learn. And when everything is always the same in this terrain, you learn how to move through that. But then all of a sudden, your terrain can change, and then you have to figure out how to find your stride again. And sometimes that can be really awkward, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Our terrain can change for any number of reasons. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to move to another place. Sometimes your terrain changes just simply because something or someone is added to your life or something or someone is taken away from your life. When Kyle Barhart moved out of the house, everybody had to learn how to find their stride again. The terrain had changed. We don't have four people in our house anymore. The terrain has changed for Savannah. My son and his wife. Little tiny thing about, 6 ounces can totally change the terrain of your home. And you have to find your stride in a new terrain all over again. Just because something, you may live in the exact same house and have the same clothes and have the same jobs, but boy, you add or take away, and all of a sudden the terrain can change. Sometimes you move. Literally, you move a job. or you move. Some of you have moved to a new location recently. The people are different. The location is different. You get a new job. The rules are different. All of a sudden, everything is different. And in this new terrain, I have to find out how to find my stride again. Sometimes health. Health can radically change your terrain. Because now I can no longer do what I used to do like I used to do it. I might still be able to vacuum. I might still be able to do 14 things in a day, but I sure the heck can't do it like I used to. And boy, can that affect your stride. I just can't move the same way anymore. And it can be frustrating and it can be irritating. Sometimes you just get flat knocked down by life. You just get knocked down by life or circumstances. And by the time you get up to your feet, what you realize is the terrain has changed. Many of you know I used to have seizures for years and years and years and years. And one of the hardest things about having that happen to you is I could go down in a playground and I could wake up in a hospital 25 miles away. Just like that, boom, I was walking this direction, I'm going to school, I'm going to math class, I wake up in a hospital. It's crazy. You get knocked down and you wake up and you're like, okay, so now where I am? And what do I do here? And sometimes life can be like that. You can just get flat knocked down. There is a special dispensation of grace that it takes when you've been knocked down to just get up on your feet. Isn't there? When you've really been knocked down, just to even get up. When I would have a seizure, just to even wake up out of that moment and stand up to my feet was just huge. When you get knocked down by life, it can feel like that. You're just in this fog. And I just need the grace of God to just get up, because really, if I could, I'd just stay here and never get up again, because it would be much easier. And so you have to call out to the grace of God to just get up. And then you got to look around and you got to take in, okay, so where am I? I remember where I was and who I was and what things looked like when I fell. But now I got to kind of stand up and look around and go, okay, so how long have I been down and what's really changed since maybe I was down for a day? Maybe you got down and you were down for a month. And you got to kind of look around and assess where you are, and you got to assess kind of what I think and what I feel about this new terrain that I'm in and everything that I see. And all of this is going on and you haven't even begun to try to walk yet. You haven't even begun to try to find your stride yet. You're just trying to figure out how to stand in this new place that you're in. Just figuring out how to begin to walk in this whole new place and in this new space can take such an enormous amount of what it feels like the grace of God, just to begin to move, just to begin to step, just to begin to want to step. Sometimes the terrain looks so different to you that you really don't even want to find a stride. You don't even want to take a step. I think I'll just stand here because I don't even know how to begin to navigate out there. I knew how to navigate here. I don't even have a clue what to do out there. And we're in that place where we're not striding anymore with that joy and with that confidence, but we're just kind of stumbling around. And I'm going to tell you, it can be so frustrating. It can be so irritating. It can be so exhausting. And it can be radically intimidating. Because I went from the place of my stride with Jesus to I'm bumbling around here like a little tiny kid that can't even figure out how to put left foot in front of right foot without hanging on to the couch. Remember when your babies used to do that? That's what it feels like when all of a sudden your terrain has changed. And I lost my stride. So I'm going to talk just for a few minutes tonight about what it's going to take for you, if maybe you're in that place and space in your life right now, for you to find your stride again in this new terrain that you're in. First thing, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. You're not going to just wake up in a new terrain and there's your stride. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, one of my favorite scriptures says, he will make everything beautiful in its time. Not in my time. Doesn't even say in God's time. It says he will make everything beautiful in its time. You may not walk right away in a beautiful stride like you used to. In fact, it may look really awkward, but he will make your stride beautiful once again in its time if you'll just walk with him. Right now, you may look like that wobbly baby that's kind of clinging on to your daddy's pant leg, and you're scared to death Just hang on to him. Just kind of wobble around, and you're going to be all right. And eventually, the closer you stay to him, the more confident you're going to begin to feel again, and the more you're going to be able to get back into that stride that you found with Jesus once again. In Psalm 37, 23 through 24, Scripture says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hands." When your babies are little and they're learning to walk, you know, they're kind of clinging to you like this. And you're just walking along and they're stumbling along. But if they hang on to you, they may stumble, but they won't fall. Why? Because when your kids stumbled and they were hanging on to you, what did you do? You grabbed him. And you just carried him through that next step. And so you're going to find your stride with him again. And it's going to be beautiful again if you will just hang on to him. And in order to do this, you're going to have to access the fruit of the Spirit, which is the patience of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You do not have enough patience for this place, I promise you. You don't. You're far too hard on yourself, and you need things far too quickly. And so you are not in the flesh going to have enough patience, especially as an adult. Babies, they don't understand that they're supposed to have a stride. So they stumble all around and they do okay. But actually, they can get frustrated too when they can't get where they want to go like they want to. You need to remember, it's not about performance. It's not about performance. It's about me dwelling with Jesus, me calling upon the patience of the Holy Spirit until I find my stride again. I'm not just going to get up and perform in this new place. I'm going to learn about the patience of God while I learn this new way, this new place to walk. And I'll find my stride in this place again. Number two, it's going to take attentiveness or awareness. Isaiah 51:9, "Awake, awake, O arm of the Lord, clothe yourself with strength. Awake in the days gone, as in the days gone by, as in generations of old." You know, one of the things about routine is it makes us dull. It just does. If you always drive the same way to work, if you always walk the exact same way, you always do things in the exact same way, we become phenomenally dull in our awareness, in our attentiveness to the things around us. Why? Because we just get into a routine, and in that routine, we kind of get kind of slack. I know exactly where the road turns. I know exactly what's going to happen here. I know that that rock is always there, and that sign is always there, and that light post is always there. And so we get dull. And we get dull to ourselves, and we get dull to other people around us. We get dull to our life, and we get dull to our ways. And I'm going to tell you, dullness in a new terrain will get you a lot of face time. Because you're going to fall down flat on your face a lot. Because in a new terrain, you don't know where everything is. And there are rocks, and there are pitfalls, and there are potholes, and there are people, and the whole terrain is different. And if you get dull, then you're going to do a lot of FaceTime. You're going to get humbled a heck of a lot. Pride comes before a fall, the Bible says. And not only are you going to do a lot of FaceTime, but you're going to do a lot of pain time from the fall. You're going to fall down a lot more than you needed to. Why? Because you just got dull. So you need to get attentive. You need to get awake. You'll begin to stumble so much just merely because you're not aware. So if you've gotten into that dull place, Psalm 57:8 simply says, this is just the first part of it, "Awake, O my soul." Awake, O my soul. To walk in a new terrain, you need a renewed awakening of your five senses. Isn't it our senses that help us to move through life? What we see, what we hear. Think about how you move through your days. Think about what makes you aware. What makes you aware to the world around you? What makes you attentive to the world around you are your senses. Awake, awake, O my soul. Lord, awaken my five senses so that when I walk in this new terrain, that I don't stumble and fall unaware because I've just become so dull in all of my senses. Number three, it will take humility. James 1:5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to you." A new terrain is no place for a know-it-all. I'm going to say that again. A new terrain is a no place for a know-it-all. You don't know it all. You are going to need to ask in places you didn't have to ask in the old terrain. Things that you didn't have to ask about before, you're going to need to ask about now. And for you to ask, it's going to take humility. You're going to have to be like that little two-year-old that runs around and asks, Daddy, 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 Daddy. And the older we get, sometimes the harder it is for ask, because we just become so familiar with ourselves. We become so familiar with our own thinking and what we think is right and best and good and blah, 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 that we just don't even ask. And in a new terrain, you need to do that. Because in this place, you're going to feel a lot like a baby just learning how to walk again. Just the simplest, you're going to feel clumsy. I don't know about you, I'll say I did. I did. I've spent 30 years of my life walking through life, having my husband right there every second, making every decision. When that terrain changed, it was different. It was very different, regardless of how long it went on. I have a real empathy for people whose spouses travel a lot, or for military husbands and wives, because they struggle with this. They get into the stride, and then all of a sudden their spouse comes back, and now I've got to figure out this new terrain. It's totally different. And when you're in that place, man, you feel like a baby. You're very clumsy. I don't really know how to walk here. I feel very uncertain. I feel very insecure. I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong. I used to be able to be so confident in my decisions, and now I'm not even sure if I'm making right decisions. You can feel like a baby, whiny, helpless, and insecure. Have you ever walked in a new terrain? How many of you felt whiny, helpless, and insecure? Yeah, hello. We just do. Irritable, cranky, uncertain. Yeah. Why? Because I should know how to do this, and I don't. I've lost my stride. Isaiah 57:15 says, "For this is what the High and Exalted One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." It is okay to feel whiny and helpless and scared and insecure. Just don't be prideful, because Scripture says He's far from the prideful, but He's close to the humble and the contrite. So when you're just a mess, like a baby going, I don't know what to do, stay humble and just call out to Him, and He will be right there, and He will just teach you how to walk through this. The next thing you're going to need is help from the Holy Spirit. Help from the Holy Spirit, John 16:13. "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." This is what you're learning how to do. How do I find my stride in a new terrain? I need truth. "Be thou my vision. Be thou my vision. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." You need to get out of the place of bewilderment, which is confusion, and you need to get into the place of enlightenment, which is where my soul, my being is enlightened by the Lord. Bewilderment is always that place of confusion. I'm just wandering around totally bewildered about what I'm supposed to do next. Rather than stopping and going, okay, bewilderment is going to get me nothing but bitter. I need to ask for enlightenment here. But I need You, Holy Spirit, I need You to enlighten me. Tell me where to step. Enlighten my way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Exodus, we see the children of God, and they had left a very familiar place. They had left the old terrain of Egypt. And although they were slaves in this place, I guarantee you that each and every one of them had their own stride that they'd found in this place. They just learned how to live there. I learned about my slave masters. I learned where I slept every night. I learned who the good slave masters were and the bad ones. I knew where the food. I mean, it was just, may it have been the best life, but it was my life, and I found my stride there. And the next thing you know, everything has changed, and we're in a completely different terrain. I don't even have the same slave masters around anymore. I'm following this Moses guy. The ground beneath my feet is different. Everything is different. And in the desert and in the wilderness, they found themselves wandering around in this frustration, in this confusion, in this bewilderment about what they were doing. In Exodus 14:3, the NIV says, "The Israelites, they were wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert." Anybody ever felt like that? Yeah. In the New King James, it says they were bewildered by the land. The wilderness had closed them in. So often that's what new terrain feels like to us. Whether it is or it isn't, it feels like a wilderness. And we feel very hemmed in because we really don't, we're not familiar with this place. We don't know where the boundaries are. And so typically we create them very small and we just kind of don't go very far. And I feel very hemmed in and I feel very frustrated and I feel very bewildered. And in that place, if you don't ask for enlightenment, you're going to end up like they did and you'll get very bitter. If you go on to read about them in verse 14, 10 through 12, you can see that their attitudes just totally begin to change and they begin to ask questions like, oh, they got it up there. So the Pharaoh's approaching and they look up and the Egyptians are marching after them and they're terrified and they cried out to the Lord. They said, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us out to the desert to die? What have you done by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. So the terrain had changed and they're bewildered and they turn to bitterness. And they're like, you know what? It was better back there. Instead of being able to call out to the Lord and say, you know what? Enlighten me to know the way. Show me the way. Fortunately, they were following after Moses, who was following after Christ, who illuminated the way. And the next thing you know, they were out of the hands of the Egyptians. They were beyond the hands of the Pharaoh, and they were on the way to their promised land. Last one, willingness to learn. Willingness to learn. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, what we've been talking about for quite some time now. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Stiff-necked people, I've said this for years, often die long before their time is due. Merely because they're stiff-necked. They refuse to learn a new way. They refuse the learning process. In arrogance or frustration or pride or fear or judgment or whatever it may be, we get stiff-necked and we get in this mode of I'm just going to march through on my own familiar way and then die because of it. Because I wasn't just willing to learn. Well, this is the way it's always been done. Well, that's not what we're doing anymore. Well, I don't care. This is the way it's always been done. It worked back then, so why can't it work here? Well, I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we just need to be willing to learn a new way, which is why we have to be willing to be close to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and I've said this for years, he's always in movement. He is not a monument. And we as a people want to make him a monument. This is the what it was, and this is how it's always going to be. And he has so moved past that moment. But you are stuck back here in the monument of the Holy Spirit, and you can't be in movement with him anymore. And so what happens? You get stiff-necked and you die long before your time. Your witness dies. Your testimony dies. Your purpose dies. Your calling dies. Whatever it is. Because I couldn't forget the former things and be willing to learn a new thing at the hands of the Holy Spirit. A new terrain will always, 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 always require you to be willing to learn new things, new ways. Sometimes you're not even necessarily learning new things. You're learning how to do old things in new ways. It's that simple. Sometimes it's just, I'm not even learning how to walk again. I'm learning how to walk differently. That's all I'm learning how to do, so that I can get back into that place this stride. Get back into that place of that confidence. Don't cast off your confidence, Scripture says. But to get back to that place where we find our stride in the new terrain with the Lord, we're going to have to be humble. We're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to cling to him, even when we feel awkward and small and young. We're going to have to be willing to learn. We're going to have to become far more attentive than we have been back in this old place where we could just breeze on through and not even really have to have our eyes opened. We could pretty much walk through our days with our eyes closed and all of a sudden you better keep your eyes open or you're going to fall in a great big old pit. Think about Paul. When he was Saul, boy, did he have a stride going on, didn't he? He knew exactly who he was, and he knew exactly what he was supposed to be doing, and he's moving all along, and next thing you know, he had the great fall, and he fell right off of his horse, and he crashed to the ground, and when he got up, he couldn't see, and so people drag him along, and they take him to a completely different place, and scales fall from his eyes, and now he looks around, and everything has changed, including my name. I guarantee you it took him a while to find his stride again in this new terrain. I believe it's partly why he said so much, I know nothing except Christ and him crucified. Let me just tell you. I knew exactly what was going on over there. This is all new. But this one thing I know. And he always preached Christ. Why? Because I'm going to stay that close to you until I figure out how to find my stride in this completely different place. So cling to him. You'll find it again. It won't always be awkward. It won't always be weird. You won't always feel like a newborn. You'll find your stride again. And he will make it beautiful again in its time. Cling to him. Amen? All right. Well, Father God, I thank you that you are with us always. And though, Father God, sometimes we can feel like little tiny babies stumbling through new terrain, frustrated and helpless and angry and not being able to do the things that we used to be able to do with such ease, and everything feels awkward and hard, Lord, give us patience, please. Help us to remember that you make everything beautiful in its time. That if we just cling to you like a baby clings to the pant leg of its father, that we may stumble around, but eventually, if we're aware and we're attentive to the movement of your leg and to the things around us, if you will awaken our soul, then once again we will find that stride with you in this new place. And I thank you, Lord, that when we are in this helpless, vulnerable place, that you're watching over us, that you're protecting us, that like every good father, we may stumble, but you will not let us fall. And I thank you for that. Lord, we love you so much. Be our vision tonight and always. And when we get in the place of bewilderment, never let it turn to bitterness. But let us always call out to you for enlightenment, for the way. In Jesus' name, amen.